Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump dramatically increased trade tensions with Canada by doubling planned tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to 50% in response to Ontario's electricity export tariffs. Trump ordered the Commerce Secretary to implement the additional 25% tariff by Wednesday morning. The president also demanded Canada immediately drop its anti-American farmer tariff of 250% to 390% on U.S. dairy products. He further threatened to impose substantially increased tariffs on Canadian cars entering the U.S. on April 2 if other tariffs were not rescinded. Trump also indicated he would declare a national emergency on electricity in affected U.S. regions. Ontario Premier Doug Ford, in a defiant response, vowed not to back down until all of Trump's tariffs on Canadian imports were eliminated. Ford's government had imposed a 25% tariff on electricity exports to New York, Michigan, and Minnesota. Trump's aggressive tariff policy sent shockwaves through financial markets. The Canadian dollar also weakened against the U.S. dollar. The new tariffs come as broader 25% levies on all steel and aluminum imports to the U.S. from various countries, including Canada, Brazil, Mexico, and South Korea, are set to take effect on Wednesday. Trump has pledged to apply these tariffs, without exceptions or exemptions, aiming to support struggling U.S. industries. Economists are increasingly concerned that Trump's tariff-focused agenda will trigger a recession.